Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will learn today is one which adores the divine feet of the Lord. We offer our worship to the lotus feet of Bhagwan. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Namami Sai Padapankajam.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat of the bhajan. We will spend time understanding the significance of every word of this composition. And in the end, you will listen to how this bhajan sounds when sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantanilayam. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Namami Sai Padapankajam. Smarami Sai Namamritam. Bhajami Sai Charanambujam. Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. As you listen to the tune, please follow so that you get a feel of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C pancham. Namami Sai Padapankajam.
Namami Sai Padapankajam.
Namami Sai Padapankajam.
Namami Sai Padapankajam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambujam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambujam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambujam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambujam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Namami Sai Padapankajam.
So this is how this beautiful bhajan flows. A short bhajan, but the power that is packed in this bhajan raises you to a new level. If you understand the raga behind this bhajan, the way it is composed, we will appreciate the way Bhagwan has inspired the composer to gift us this bhajan. So what are your thoughts, Anirudh, on the raga behind this composition?
Saram Bishu.
Saram.
This energetic bhajan is based on Carnatic raga, Shanmugha Priya. Probably very less known in the field of Sai Bhajans. It is more used in Carnatic Kritis and very popular raga. Sari Shudri Ga Komalga Ma Tivrama Pada Komalda Ni Sa Sa Ni Da Pama Gari Sari Ga Ma Pada Ni Da Padani Sari Ga Di Sa Ni Sa Da Ni Padama Pagari Sarigarisanisadanisa.
This may sound very similar to Darbari.
Darbari, yes.
Because of all the notes except the Tivrama. Sarigam ma padanisa becomes Darbari.
Sarigama pa magarisa.
Whereas in this raga you have
Sarigama padanisa riga. Ma gari sa ni da pa ma gari.
The usage of ma adds a feel of mystery to the entire raga.
Ma pa da ma gari sa.
And in this bhajan, the Shanmuga Priya feel is there in the third line.
Bhajami Sai Charanambhujam, Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
And listeners can listen to the proper standard version of this bhajan in a Bhajan a Day series in the Radio Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel. And such a sweet four-liner, Namami Sai Padapankajam, Smarami Sai Namamritam. The lyrics are also very beautiful. Bhajami Sai Charanambhujam, Karomi Sai Sankirtanam. It is more like a message to us, similar to something like Govindeti Sadasnanam.
Yes.
Where there is a message in the bhajan, yes. Same way, this reminds us to always think of him.
Yes. Powerfully urging us to chant the name of the Lord and always think of the Lord.
Always remember him, always sing his glory and always keep doing his Nama Sankirtan, Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Absolutely.
And very rare bhajan where Sankirtanam word is introduced in the bhajan as the...
Yes. Yes. So shall we go to the swaras of this bhajan?
Yes. So let's take the first line. When you see the swaras, you will notice that it is yet another energetic bhajan where you go stepwise.
Sa, re, ga.
So... something similar to Kausalyatmaja Ramcharan.
Yes.
There are typical energetic bhajans where you go stepwise progression.
Yes.
So Namami Sai Padapankajam adds to those kind of bhajans. The first line.
Namami Sai Padapankajam Nisa Sa Nisa Nida Pada Nisa Nisa
Nisa sa nisa nida pada nisa nisa
Smarami sai namamritam Ri 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 sari ri sari sani sari
Ri 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 sari ri sari sani sari
Bhajami sai charanambhujam Ga 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 ri ga ga sa ri ga pa ma ga.
Ga 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 ri ga ga sa ri ga pa ma ga.
Karomi sai sankirtanam. Sa ri ga ri sa ni sa ni da pa da ni sa ni sa.
Sa ri ga ri sa ni sa ni da pa da ni sa ni sa.
So, any similar bhajans come to mind in this raga?
Not many bhajans are there in this raga. As I mentioned before, it is more used in Carnatic Kritis. Well, I am reminded of one vintage bhajan, which is somewhat similar to the feel of this bhajan is.
Gopala Dayanidhe, Bala Gopala Dayanidhe.
I think it's very important for us to visit the vintage bhajans every now and then and refresh our memories of those lovely compositions. I think you have fantastic variety in vintage bhajans. All are short and sweet and you have such powerful feelings packed in them.
More than variety, I guess vintage bhajan teaches every composer to see them as a benchmark.
Yes.
As how Swami heard such simple namavalis and... the more focus is given on
everybody joining along the composition than the showing the musical creativity or exploration of the raga. It's much beyond all those musical technicalities. So the feeling behind and the simplest lyrics and the beat possible so that everybody can join in and sing along. I think Swami's bhajans, whichever Swami sang, would be ranked first as how he involved everybody, be it Govinda Krishna Jai or Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma or Om Shivaya Om Shivaya. Such simple, profound bhajans.
Absolutely. So we'll do the beat of the bhajan?
Yes, the beat is 8 beat, Aditalam or Kherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambhujam.
Bhajami Sai Charanambhujam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Anand and Gokul.
Thank you, Bishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So with that, we are done with the technicalities of the bhajan. Let's spend some time now meditating on what all these beautiful words which have come together to make this bhajan connote. We begin with the first line. Namami Sai Pada Pankajam. Namami Sai means prostrations to Lord Sai. Pada Pankajam refers to the lotus feet. Pankaja is lotus. Pankaja. Panka is mud and slush. That which originates from the slushy waters is lotus. Pada is the feet. The Lord's limbs are always associated with the lotus flower. And there is a deep significance for this. In scientific parlance, there is a phenomenon called the lotus effect. Whenever a drop of water falls on the lotus leaf, it immediately slides down, carrying along with it all the impurities and the dirt on the leaf. The lotus, even though it is born in the slush and mud, is unattached to the waters. If water falls on the lotus leaf, it just immediately glides down. Even though the avatar takes birth in this world, he is untouched by this world, just like the lotus leaf. And that is the significance of why all the limbs of the Lord are always associated with the lotus. His eyes are described as the lotus eyes. His heart is referred to as the lotus heart, Hridaya Kamala. His hands are referred to as the lotus hands, Karakamala. His feet are always adored as the lotus feet. By feet, often people refer to the padukas of the Lord, the sandals of the Lord made in gold or silver. But Swami says, feet connotes that which sustains everything. Blood flows from the feet upwards to all parts of the body. And it is this blood that sustains the entire body. The feet thus bears the burden of the entire physical frame, which is essential for life. Similarly, the feet connote that which sustains the creation. And that is the reason why when we seek refuge at the Lord's feet, we secure the grace of the Almighty. Talking about the worship of the padukas or the lotus feet of the Lord, Bhagavan says that it is not of recent origin. Even during the Krita Yuga, sages used to worship the padukas. They worshipped the feet of the Lord and achieved the goal of their penance. In fact, as the guru would impart Vedic education to the disciples, It was a practice that after the completion of their education at the Guru's ashram, the disciples would take with them the padukas of the Guru to worship them on their return to their homes. Swami says the worship of the padukas is an external activity. True devotion calls for the installation of the padukas in the heart. It begins with external form of worship, but soon, in due course, it has to be an internal exercise. In the beautiful book Sri Satya Sai Anandadai, written by Mrs. Karunamba Ramamurthy, she recounts how devotees in the early years used to perform Pada Puja to Bhagwan. She says, "We performed Swami's Pada Puja by singing the song Parama Pavana Rama, Papa Vimochana Rama, which means, Most Sacred Rama, the Auspicious One, You are the Redeemer of all the sins." They would worship the feet and then garland Bhagwan. And as they would do that, Bhagwan would enjoy the ceremony like a little child. And at the end of the Pada Puja, Swami would caution the devotees and say, "Don't be too sentimental and drink all the rose water offered at the feet. Don't be carried away by these external forms of worship. Think of installing the feet of the divine in your heart." When we say we want to offer Pada Puja, Bhagwan always said, "What is the worship that you can offer to the feet?" The best form of worship to be offered to the feet is to walk on the footprints of the Lord. When the avatar takes a human form, he leads an ideal life to show us how we should divinize our existence. And true Pada Puja is walking on the path laid down by the Lord. So in this line, Namami Sai Pada Pankajam, we offer salutations to those sacred emancipatory feet of the Lord. When we sing this line, let us offer our salutations to those holy feet in our mind's eye. Let's move on to the second line. Smarami Sai Namamrutam. Smarami Sai, let us contemplate on Sai. Namamrutam is the coming together of Nama and Amrutam. Amrutam is nectar. Nama is the divine name. Namamrutam means the nectarous name of the Lord. In the same book, Karunamba Ramamurthy talks about what Bhagwan has said on Namasmarana. Swami says, "To understand my mahima, my glory, Namasmarana alone is enough. Namasmarana elevates all sorrows and helps to overcome all the difficulties. In the current times in Kali Yuga, performing Nama Japa," Swami says, "is the main sadhana if you can perform this without expecting anything in return." Bhagwan declares, "Those who adore me with an unwavering faith without aspiring for anything other than me, they can easily cross the ocean of worldly existence, the Bhava Sagara. They will be immersed in Ananda Sagara, the ocean of bliss." Swami says, "Do not worry about your inability to control your mind. Let the mind wander as it likes. Do not suppress the thoughts. When a pot filled with water shakes, some water spills out and the remaining water in the pot is still." Swami says, "Do the Namasmarana. The pot is the body and the water in the pot is the mind. When you place this pot of water on the fire to boil, then all the impurities of the water disappears. Similarly, when we place ourselves in the fire of Namasmarana, this chanting of the name of the Lord will eliminate all impurities of our mind and make our mind pure. This is the secret of chanting the name of the Lord and what it can do to us." When devotees refer to the practices followed by the sadhakas of olden times where they would torture their bodies to please the Lord, Swami said, they were not on the right path. After rigorous penance, they came to know that God realization would be possible not by torturing the body, but by merging the mind in the Lord. And they realized that only through Namasmarana, only when you chant the name of the Lord with sincerity and devotion, can you drink the elixir of grace of the Lord. And this is in fact the simplest way to realize the Lord. And that is what this line of the bhajan exhorts us to do. Smarami Sai Namamritam. Let's move on to the third line. Bhajami, let us worship. Charanambujam. Charana is again feet of the Lord. Another name of the feet of the Lord in Sanskrit is Charana. Ambujam again means lotus. Charanambujam, therefore, again is another name for the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a beautiful incident documented by Professor Kasturi in the first volume of Satyam Shivam Sundaram. When Bhagwan was just 17 years, he once went to Bengaluru. A person named Krishnamurti, who was a clerk at the Mysore Secretariat, was a frequent visitor and an enthusiastic member of the bhajan group at the place where Bhagwan stayed. Krishnamurti kept observing and following Bhagwan for a few days. One day, at 8 a.m., he confronted Bhagwan and in an excited voice said, I know you are God. Show me your real form. I want to see your real darshan. Bhagwan tried to avoid him, but he could not. And so Swami gave him a picture of Shirdi Sai. Swami materialized this image on the spot and told Krishnamurti to meditate on this picture of Shirdi Sai. Bhagwan commanded him to keep looking at the picture and then went out of the room to give darshan to other devotees in the house. When the clock struck 12, Swami returned, and just when Swami crossed the threshold of the house, Krishnamurti raised a huge cry of joy and fainted in that room. When he regained consciousness, he was shivering and he was shaking and he was breathing heavily. He kept his eyes closed and he just wanted to follow Bhagwan wherever he was. He kept saying, Oh Lord, give me your pada, give me your feet, let me touch your feet. That is all I want. Give me the chance to touch your feet. And he was just saying only this and following Swami. He did not open his eyes. He was drawn, led by the perfume of Bhagwan, by the smell, the divine aroma of Bhagwan. And he kept going from room to room. Swami was trying to escape from him and hiding him. In fact, eventually, Bhagwan moved from that house, but Krishnamurti just followed Swami. He didn't open his eyes, but he wanted to just cast his eyes only on Bhagwan and not on anything else. The excitement in which Krishnamurti was continued, and Swami, even though he had moved from the house, he somehow managed to go to that other house with the help of some devotees. And once he reached there, Bhagwan said, Don't bring him near. Swami said, His joy is so overpowering that if he comes near me now, it would not be safe for him. But Krishnamurti kept praying for Bhagwan's feet. Some people took him to the hospital and Krishnamurti stopped eating. He became weak. He was fasting. He didn't want to eat or drink. Bhagwan then sent a little Padatirtham. Bhagwan sent sacred consecrated water, the water which had worshipped the feet of the Lord, to Krishnamurti at the hospital. And when Krishnamurti drank that sacred water, he recovered and he came home. When he returned, he asked everyone to do bhajan. And Professor Kasturi writes, as bhajans were going on, they found that at the end of the bhajan, Krishnamurti did not get up from the bed. Krishnamurti was that river who had found the ocean. What a highly evolved soul he must have been, who once had the vision of the Lord, longed to only see the feet of the Lord, and ultimately merged in those lotus feet. That is the power of the darshan, of Namasmarana, of the feet, that this bhajan exhorts us to experience. In fact, Bhagwan has given very beautiful insights of worshipping the feet of the Lord. In a discourse in 1979, Bhagwan explained the four varnas, or the social groups, that are mentioned in the Vedas. Swami said, these varnas serve as directives for the exercise of the rights and responsibilities of individuals. Swami says the Brahmin group or the intellectuals and the spiritual seekers must serve as the face of society. They must hear, see, taste, smell the changing moods of the community. They must warn the community of impending calamity, of oncoming distress and latent drawbacks. They have to guide, lead, counsel and comfort the rest of the people. They must form the brain trust on which the country relies for timely and impartial advice that is most conducive for common good. They represent the head of the cosmic person. The next varna, the Kshatriya group, Swami said, is like the arm of the cosmic person, consisting of individuals who equip themselves for guarding the country against internal and external danger. They dedicate everything for the safety and security of the country. The next is the Vaishya group or the thigh of the cosmic person, which forms the support and sustenance of the arms and the head. This group gathers and preserves the wherewithal on which the community lives and prospers. They adhere to the limitations imposed on profit and exploitation. Finally, Bhagwan says the Shudra group forms the feet of the cosmic person, bearing the burden of feeding and fostering the community. He adds that the four varnas form one organic whole and one cannot do without the other. The peace and prosperity of the community depends on the harmonious cooperation of all the four. Every caste has to ensure the prosperity and strength of all the rest. Giving beautifully the example of the human body, Swami says, when there is a slightest pain anywhere in the body, the entire being responds to it. When a thorn pricks the sole of the foot, the eye reprimands itself for not noticing the thorn and warning the foot in time. The eye sheds tears of repentance. The eye has the responsibility of warning, leading, guiding and saving the foot. And then all the organs come together to heal the wound. When we invite a person to our home, we cannot request only his head to come inside our house. The entire being comes in and it is the feet that support the entire frame. And that is why Swami says, in the society, there is nothing like a lower strata and an upper strata. Everything is part of one common whole and each one should serve the other. We can worship the feet of the Lord only when we render service to all the parts of the society. Therefore, Swami says, the people who belong to the lower rungs of the society, if we think of them as the lower strata of society, they in fact, Swami says, are truly the feet of the Lord. And therefore, we should be even more eager to worship the feet of the Lord by serving this class of people. Only when we serve them with all our heart, Swami says, that is when we will be practicing real love. Real love is unchanging and this service must be done with purity of heart. Swami says the greatest sadhana will be chanting the name of the Lord and doing service to one's fellow beings who are the embodiments of the same Atma that is in you. Whatever you do, do it as an offering to the Divine. What is the use of sending thousands of rupees and carrying the divine sandals if you don't understand the inner significance and have purity of heart? So Swami says, there is no point worshipping the silver and golden sandals if we cannot serve the people who need our attention, people who are at the bottom of our social structure. If they are the feet of the Lord, they deserve our worship and maximum attention. So those are the beautiful insights that Bhagwan has given, which we should keep in mind as we sing this bhajan and engage in service in society. Bhajami Sai Charanambujam. Let's come to the last line. Karomi Sai Sankirtanam. Karomi, let us do. Sankirtanam comes from sam and kirtanam. Sam means together, kirtanam is song. Let's sing together. Karomi Sai Sankirtanam. Let us together chant the name of the Lord, sing His glory. In fact, there is a very beautiful clip wherein Bhagwan has narrated why we need to do Namasmarana and how it will help us. Let's listen to Swami.
భూమి అడుగు భాగంలో జలం ఉంటుంది.
దేర్ ఇస్ వాటర్ అండర్నీత్ ద ఎర్త్.
కానీ అడుగు భాగంలో ఉండేటువంటి జలము నీకు రావాలంటే ఏం చేయాలి?
హౌ టు డ్రా వాటర్.
ఆ జలమునకు నీకు మధ్యలో మట్టి అడ్డంగా ఉంటుంది.
దేర్ ఇస్ మట్ బిట్వీన్ యూ అండ్ ద వాటర్ అండర్నీత్.
ఆ మట్టియే ఈ జగత్ వ్యాపారంలో, ఈ జగత్ వ్యవహారంలో అవన్నీ తీసివేయాలి.
This is the mud, the worldly fancies which have got to be removed.
ఆ మట్టిని తీసివేస్తే తప్పక అడుగు భాగంలో ఉన్నటువంటి జలం మనకు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
When you remove the whole mud of the world, you will get the water.
లేదా
otherwise,
దాని లోపల బోర్ వెల్ ఒకటి వేసిందంటే,
when once you install bore well there,
చక్కగా కొట్టి 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 జలమున్న స్థానానికి వెళ్లి అడుగునున్నటువంటి జలమును పైకి తిప్పిస్తుంది.
It will go dive deep and draw water out of the bottom.
అది ఏ నామస్మరణ.
That is singing of the name of God.
నామం అనేటువంటి బోరు వెళ్లి వేస్తే హృదయంలో ఉండేటువంటి ఆనందము నీకు పైకి ఊపికిపోతుంది.
Therefore if you install the bore well of God's name, you can draw water out of your heart.
కనుకనే నామమును నాలుకపైన నాట్యమాడించాలి.
Let the name of the Lord sing on
ఏ పని చేస్తున్నప్పటికీ దీనికి దైవ భావంతో నీవు పనిచేయాలి.
You may do anything, have divinity within.
Work will be transformed into worship.
Then work will be transformed into worship.
ఏ పని చేసినా ఇది దైవ పనిగా భావించుకోవాలి.
You may do anything, take it as a divine activity.
Swami also has guided us on why we should sing in groups. Here is Swami again for us.
Tamge kirtanam dihi sankirtanam. Kirtanamunaku sankirtanamunaku entayo vyathyasamulam. There is a lot of difference between these two words. Kirtana representing music, sankirtana representing community singing. కీర్తన కేవలము వ్యక్తిగతమైనటువంటిది, తన ప్రాప్తి నిమిత్తమై తాను ప్రాపులు ఆడినటువంటిది మాత్రమే. కీర్తన ఈజ్ పర్సనల్, ఇండివిజువల్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ పర్సనల్ లిబరేషన్ వన్ సింగ్స్ ఇండివిజువల్లీ. సంకీర్తన అనగా యావత్ విశ్వమునకే కళ్యాణము చేకూర్చున్నటువంటిది. ది కమ్యూనిటీ సింగింగ్ కన్ఫర్స్ వెల్ఫేర్ ఆన్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. సామూహిక భజన అని కూడాను దీనికి పేరు. అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఈజ్ సింగింగ్ టుగెదర్. ఇది మొట్టమొదట సిక్కులు గురువైనటువంటి గురునానక్ ప్రారంభించినటువంటిది. దిస్ వాజ్ స్టార్టెడ్ బై గురునానక్, హూ వాజ్ ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ అండ్ గురు ఆఫ్ సిక్స్. ఈ సంకీర్తన అన్నటువంటిది అనేకత్వంలోని ఏకత్వాన్ని గుర్తింపచేయనటువంటిది. This community singing sankirtana will make people realize the unity in diversity.
Andari kanthamulu cheri okka kanthamuga ekatvanga uttarincheetundi bhajanaku sankirtana ani peru.
Bhajan which is sung by all people with one throat is called sankirtana.
And here now you listen to Bhagwan exhorting us to not waste our time singing meaningless songs and spend the time usefully.
Yem daiva peru chepte neeku dosham.
What is the mistake in telling God's name?
Kuchamainatundi cinema paatalu paadukuntuntave daiva paatalu paadatamlo neeku emdi avvanam.
You sing very cheap low cinema songs. Why can't you sing the glory of God?
Antarahitamainatundi paatalu lopala nee jeevithani vyaktam chestunnavu.
You are wasting your life in singing cinema songs.
Rama Krishna Govinda anetundi cheptamlo neeku emi avmanam.
Why should you feel humiliated to say Rama Krishna Govinda?
Adi cheppadam chaala avamanam.
You feel a matter of shame.
Inka bazaar lo pai da 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 da. Artharahitamainatundi paatallo goppa mundanja vestuntaru.
You step forward to sing meaningless cinema songs along the streets.
Idi manavunike avamanakaramaina.
It's a shame to the entire human life.
Manavu lenitundi vaaru emaina paadukochunu.
Human beings can sing any song for
kaani manava jeevitham garipetunte prati vyakti kudanu ee vidhamainatunte oka jeevithani gadapatam chaala vyartham.
To spend life like that is a matter of waste.
So that was Bhagwan guiding us on how we should spend whatever time that Bhagwan has allotted us in redeeming our lives, in making use of the voice, the time, the energy in sanctifying our lives. And there is no better way to do than chanting his name and serving his feet by serving the one who are in need. So that gives us some understanding of what this bhajan conveys. Let us now sing this bhajan once again the way it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. As you listen to the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group members singing this bhajan, please do follow and enjoy the bliss of this bhajan.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Smarami Sai Namamritam.
Bhajami Sai Charana. Sankirtanam
karomi sai sankirtanam
karomi sai sankirtanam
karomi sai sankirtanam
namami sai pada pankajam
namami sai pada pankajam
smarami sai namamritam
smarami sai namamritam
Sai Sankirtanam
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam
Karomi Sai Sankirtanam
Namami Sai Pada Pankajam.
So with this, we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.